recording has started. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. This is a recording of the PDP work team meeting on, help me with the date here, April 23rd? Thank you. 2009. At least I knew the right year. And if I could turn it over to Glenn to just read who's on the call.
Thank you, Jeff. On the call, we have yourself, Jeff Newman, Alan Greenberg, James Bladel, and Liz Gaster. No? Liz Williams.
Liz Williams.
Hey, Liz, are you in a place where you... I'm sorry, what was that? Liz, are you in a place where you can sign on to a computer, and there was an Adobe link that came with the meeting invite?
I'm in front of my computer. If you just want to send the link to me, I can just log on to Adobe.
Okay, I'll send it to you, Liz.
Thanks, Glenn.
Okay. Obviously, we have a small crowd today, so I guess we'll try to move on with a little bit of work, and then we'll like to hear from you guys as to what you think we should do. We've also had an issue with getting people to participate on the list and make comments. So the first thing I want to do is kind of go through the notes of the last call to make sure you all are in agreement with what we discussed on the last call. That this is, these were notes that were drawn up by the policy staff, and then I guess Margie, and then I looked through it, added a couple things. So I just want to make sure we captured the gist of it, and then we can go, start on the next few things, or have. I'd ask Alan, and Alan sent around an email. Maybe you can kind of go through what you sent on the email. So in looking at the notes, hopefully you guys have had some time to read it, but this seemed to be the gist of what we discussed on the last call. Anyone have any comments on that?
Jeff, just a quick one. Is there any, this is a really dumb question, but is there any need for quorum-like things? Is there a minimum sort of participation threshold? I didn't realize there were so few people on the call until Glenn read out the thing.
Yeah, it's a good question, and that may be an issue the working group work team is looking at. There's nothing in our formal rules about a quorum. But
it was actually more of a concern of, is it sensible to go ahead with things when there's so few people, rather than a formal quorum question.
Yeah, no, and I was thinking the same thing. I mean, what are your thoughts? Do you think we should just try to encourage some more participation on the list, and then find another date, maybe next week, towards the end of next week, that people could join?
Jeff, this is Glenn. May I say something?
Sure.
I think it would probably help if we could come to some sort of agreement to have a standard day and a standard time, because then people would get it into their calendars and they'd know to put aside the time.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, I kind of like, I kind of like this, what's Thursday today? Let's send around a doodle for the next few weeks.
Okay, and then
let's try for, what day is good for, I know Glenn, you have calls every day with different work teams and things. What's a good day for that there aren't any other meetings or fewer other meetings?
I don't know, one of those days.
So, I mean, Fridays are bad because that's really late for Liz and the people in Europe, and by the time we have it, it's Friday night. So I'm thinking Thursdays are probably a good.
Well, I would say Thursday too, with the exception that when we have a council call, we perhaps don't have CDP call because they more or less at the same time.
Okay, I think that's good.
Okay, I'll note about that.
Yeah, so why don't we do that? Why don't we reschedule then?
Yeah, and Jeff, what I suggest we do, just to add insult to injury, is to say, what are the things that need to be done by which particular time, and what's at risk if people don't participate? Because if we don't meet the timeline, then what happens? Is there any problem? Is there any difficulty? Is there any whatever? Because we need to get people to participate. Otherwise, there's no legitimacy in the process. Do you know what I mean? Like, what we come up with is not that people have done a bad job, but that, you know, there's just not enough of us to have done it.
Well, I think worse than that is if we try to do something and to actually make decisions and move on, it gets reopened at the next meeting anyway if there was no participation. Yeah.
Jeff, can I make a point?
Yes.
Hey, it's Paul Diaz. I'm sorry I'm late. Jeff, just speaking from experience from the transfer working group that I chaired, echo everything everybody's saying here. You know, moving forward, making decisions without the full group raises legitimacy questions and concerns. Having to re-go over things in the next meeting or on the list because people weren't there, don't have time to listen to MP3s, is just burdensome on everybody. And fundamentally, having a standard time is key. Our transfer working group did very well because we set a particular time, everything was fine. Once we had our draft report, then the meetings weren't regularly held, and thereafter attendance fell off dramatically because, not dramatically, but there was always concerns about attendance because if it wasn't a regular time and date, you know, people just out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
So
I
would
agree.
Strongly agree, yeah, you know, this time is fine or whatever works for people, but try and lock in a particular day and block of time. That way everybody just assumes, okay, it's Thursday, let's do the policy work.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's plan for Thursdays at this time.
Let's schedule every week except for the council meetings.
Right.
And then we'll hold them or not as we decide.
Okay. I think
at this point we need one every week.
Yeah, I think that's
a
good idea.
Anyway.
I think what'll happen is I'll send a note out later on today, maybe tonight, talking about this and who attended, and we're going to just regularly schedule it so people can put it on their calendars, and that we need more discussion on the list. And, you know, one of the things that I know the BC, IPC, and IFPs have submitted several statements, and one of them is, you know, to the restructuring committee that they don't think any of this should go into effect until the PDP is finished. And I think, you know, putting aside whether I view that as correct or not, I mean, that's a certainly legitimate point of view, but it would seem to me, I'd hope that they'd at least show up. I mean, at least you're here. So, but
there may be a message there, Jeff.
Right. I mean, like, if that's true too, right? You know, if you're going to make that argument, then please, you know, make every effort to come. And I thank you, Liz, for showing up as your member of one of those constituencies. But, you know, maybe that's, anyway, something to consider. So I'll send out a note later on today or tonight about attendance, and that we're going to schedule for this time on so 10 a.m. Eastern, and I'll do a world clock as to when that is UTC for future weeks.
My only comment to that is, since so many people didn't show up, this may be a bad time.
You know, just so that I wasn't going to say this, but I don't think, Alan, it's a bad time. I think any time is a bad time to be, you know, doing this kind of stuff. For example, for me, every second Thursday there's a nominating committee meeting, some of which I won't attend. But I'm not going to say I can't do it at this time because it's just too difficult for Glenn to find a time that's common, and I hate wasting time filling in the doodle polls and then having nobody turn up. You know,
right.
Because of what we've done before. I mean, that's just a waste.
Yeah, because I do think there are people that filled in the doodle polls and so they're available for today that aren't on this call.
Yeah. Okay, so Jeff, you just want to do that, and but I do want there to be some risk analysis because we've got 8 weeks until the Sydney meeting, and there is some output that needs to be done before then.
Agreed. So if I can ask the people on this call, and then I'll send it on the list, take a read of what Bertrand sent around of the Birds of a Feather RFC. And let's see if there are things that we can draw from that, because I know the ICF has had that pre-working group process for several years now, for a number of years, and it's kind of seemed to work well. We did it actually once. I think that's what we called our Birds of a Feather group for the ad grace period domain tasting group before there was a formal PDP, and I think it actually worked well. So if people could read through that and just post their ideas, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Sorry,
bye.
I can't for making you get up so early.
It's all right. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Jeff.
Bye, guys.
Yes?
Hey, Jeff.
Yep.
Are you still there?
Yep.
Will you have a chance to look at the document I send you? Because I think there might be some elements that might be helpful going forward.
Yes, I will have a chance hopefully in the next couple of days.
Okay, great.
Thank
Thanks.
You, everyone.
Okay, bye, Jeff.
Bye.